Welcome to Red Alert Radio, grassroots radio with an ear on the issues that matter to you. Hosted by your local Labour MPs.
Kia ora koutou katoa. My name is Priyanka Radhakrishnan. Welcome to another edition of Red Alert. Today with me in the studio, I've got a very special guest. Her name is Maria Meredith, and if you live in the Tamaki local board area, I'm sure you would have seen her billboards up, because Maria is Labour's candidate in the upcoming Tamaki local board by-election. Maria, hi, and welcome to the studio. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Priyanka.
So tell me, who is Maria Meredith? I'm sure our listeners would want to know a little bit about you, perhaps a little bit about your background, your values, and some of the skills that you will bring if elected to the local board.
Okay, thank you. Well, firstly, I'm Tongan, part Tongan, and a few other mixes. And my parents are migrants. Mm-hmm. Originally, Dad came from Fiji. He's part Fijian, Tongan and Samoan, so they lived in Fiji, and he migrated over here with his mother probably in the 1940s. And Dad, at the time, he was a overstayer here in New Zealand. And so what he did was he joined the New Zealand Army and went off to the Korean War. So he's an ex-serviceman, and later on he met my mother, who's also Tongan, and they married in the 60s. So my sister and I were born in the mid-60s, and we were educated here in Auckland, New Zealand. So we've virtually grown up around Auckland Central, and then later on I married my husband, who is from Glen Innes, and his family have been there since the 1960s.
Right. Okay. And so how long have you been in the Tamaki area, and what have you been doing? What's your background?
I've been married for about 33 years, and that's how long I've lived in Glen Innes. Mm-hmm. We've got four children, three adult children and one teenager. And my background is I've worked in various jobs when I left school, but my current job at the moment is I've worked at the University of Auckland for the last 20 years in adult education, and I am a manager for New Start, which offers part-time university preparation courses for adult learners who want to go to university.
And why should people vote for you? So what are the skills that you bring with you to the local board? What are some of the issues that you're passionate about? What do you want to do if you're elected?
Well, the kind of skills I do bring is I bring at least, well over 20 years of governance experience, but also probably 30 years of experience working in the community with our local church. So I belong to a local Catholic church, and part of the work of the church there is we do a lot of donations towards the church, and we package food or collect different various items which are distributed to poor families within the community. And I do service for the church. I'm an introducer. I was the parish chairperson for the council, the parish council, and for the local school, I was the chairperson for a number of years, for about 10 years. And I've been engaged in various activities in the community over the years, and supporting people like Josephine Bartley in local politics as well.
Isn't she doing well as our local councillor?
Oh, yes, yes, she
I've
is.
Been following her Facebook, and in fact, yours as well.
Oh, yes.
I'm very impressed with the amount of work that you've been doing on the campaign trail. And also Jo's sort of, I think she does weekly or fortnightly updates from behind her council desk. So you're clearly entrenched in your local community,
yes.
out in Tāmaki. Tell me what some of the, maybe if you could pick the top three issues for you that have motivated you to stand, and issues that you'd like to focus on once, once you're elected.
Yes. We won't know until the 24th of May.
Yes, and I do want to get into also just to outline who can vote for you, so, you know, okay. People know where they how they can vote for you and where they need to live to vote for you. But let's start with some of those issues. And what are you passionate about, and what do you want to focus on once you're in there?
I think probably the main issue that I can, there's several issues. So the first one is around housing, mm-hmm. Because currently we live right in Glenelinis, where there's a lot of redevelopment happening. So what they're doing is taking down all the old houses and replacing it with warmer, healthier homes. And I think for me, my major concerns or whatever that is also coming from the community is that community people are a little bit wary and anxious about whether they can afford to live in these homes. And in some cases, people are, just wanting security for their future. They're not sure if they're going to be staying or leaving. And of course, you know, it's only natural for people to have anxiety around that. But I think the other thing that would seem to be coming from the community around housing is affordability and wanting to become homeowners, and whether that could become a reality in the future. My other passion is around youth well-being. Within our community, there have been some terrible things that have happened over the years, whether it's in crime or suicides, for example.
Absolutely.
But I have worked long enough, at the university level and in the community to have a good understanding that it's not about just developing workshops for the youth and having this expectation that they'll just turn up to workshops and get the help they need. But it's about reaching out to the families as well, because all of these youth belong to families, and they come as packages as well. So you need to kind of work with the families, but also with the social agencies to ensure that they do have the support and that the support is culturally appropriate as well.
Sure. And I'm glad that you bring that up, because actually during my own campaign here in Maungikeke, before the last election, youth suicide was definitely something that was brought up to me time and again. And if my memory serves me right, over the 10-month period of the campaign, of my campaign, there was something like 9 young people who had committed suicide just in the Glenelinis area.
Yes.
So sort of that little, Glenelinis that borders the Tāmaki and the Maungikeke electorates, but just in that one small area, there were so many. And I just, situate that in the context of some of the youth services that there was an, I should remember the name of the particular service really that was working with young people to sort of redirect them into meaningful areas of life, whether it's work or something else that would keep them occupied, that was actually shut down by the previous government. So from a local board, so from a central government aspect, that is an area that we're working on. It's one that the Prime Minister's highlighted time and again. And I'm sure next week in the budget we'll see a focus, I hope we'll see a focus on youth mental health within the wider vote health. But from a local board perspective, what are some of the things that you can do? What can local board do, and what can you do as a member of the local board to push for some solutions? What are the kinds of solutions that you would push for to increase the resilience of our families and our young people in Tāmaki?
I think, for me personally, I've got 3 sons. I've got an adult child who's in her 30s, and then I have my 2 boys that are in their 20s, and so that helps me keep tabs on what's the trends, amongst youth in the community. And of course my younger son, Ezra, who's 16. So I think when I'm looking at the community, I think often what I don't see is the visibility of these services. Mm. They're there, but you can't really see them. So, you know, ideally you'd like to create some sort of central hub where people could know exactly where these services are. It would be fantastic to house these multiple agencies in one place. So it's almost like a one-stop shop within the community. And certainly what we do lack in our particular community is facilities that cater for youth. So, you know, who knows, we might have a stadium, a sports stadium, or whatever it is. But, you know, the kids need to be occupied. They need to be busy. They need to be engaged in programs that is all about altering behavior, but also teaching them good skills for their future life.
That's definitely true. Now, tell me whether Mount Wellington comes within the Tamaki subdivision of the local board?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yes, it does.
And the reason actually this might be a good point to, because as the Labour MP based in Maungakee here, I'm very familiar with the boundaries for the electorate, but I know that that slightly differs from the local board areas, and within that, the Tamaki subdivision. So tell me, who can vote for you, Maria? Where, like if I lived in Mount Wellington, obviously I could vote for you. Where else? Which other suburbs?
Okay, so the Tamaki, you know, a subdivision, that covers the suburbs of all of Glen Innes, Pamua, all of Mount Wellington, and parts of Ellerslie and Otahuhu. So people would have been sent their voting papers. They were sent out on the 2nd of May, and then I think because of the staggered mail, people would have received it within the last week or so.
Right. So now the by-election date is the 24th of May, is that correct?
Yes, it closes Thursday 24th of May at midday.
Okay. So what do people do with these ballot papers now? Because, I mean, you know, there have been quite a few by-elections. There's been a central government election, and some of the procedures for voting or the way that you can vote differs. So for this, a ballot paper turns up in my mailbox. I fill it up. Do I post it back? Can I drop it off somewhere?
Okay, so people who want to do postal, you have until Friday the 18th of May to pop it into the post, because it has to be in the officer's hand by Monday the 21st at least. Mm-hmm. After that time, people will have the opportunity to hand deliver their voting papers to the Pamua or Glen Innes Library up until the 24th, Thursday the 24th at midday.
Right, Thursday the 24th at midday. So that's the cutoff if you're going to hand deliver it to your local libraries, Glen Innes or Pamua.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that's really useful. Now, as someone who's campaigned as well in the past, I know that campaigns can be quite, you know, it's a time of high adrenaline from memories, sort of go, go, go. There's quite a bit that you need to do, because the whole point is to get out to as many people as you can reach who can vote for you, and to tell them a little bit about yourself and why they should vote for you. Tell us a little bit about your campaign. What's it like? What are some of the key aspects of your campaign, and how are you finding it?
Well, it's you know, politics is a very different beast in itself.
Oh yes,
but I must say, I've really enjoyed the experience. It's very different, and it's also exciting. And as you said, the adrenaline kicks in, and you just go into this crazy sort of mode of go, go, go all the time. But one great benefit from it that I've found is that my husband, my children, my nephews and nieces, and all my cousins who have volunteered to come along, they actually do really enjoy it. I didn't realize until we'd started door knocking and doing phone banking that I think they were quite... what they really wanted to do was, when they were doing door knocking, they were making sure they were recording it. And they took the issues quite seriously. And they were going, look, Mum, you've got to call this person, or you've got to listen. They want to, you know, retain the reserves, look after our parks and clean up, you know, the illegal rubbish that's being dumped in the area. And I thought that was really good that, you know, through the eyes of your own children, you're able to sort of see the community in a different light. But at the same time, they get to get the experience, but also appreciate what other people think as well and value.
Yeah, no, campaigns is a great way to really see how we're not just individuals in isolation, and I believe we shouldn't be. We're all sort of situated within the context of our communities, say, and you've got to get an understanding of what some of the issues are. So you've mentioned door knocking.
Yes.
You've mentioned phone canvassing.
Yes.
To stalwarts of any campaign, I believe.
Yes.
What else have you been doing?
Well, virtually every week I'm doing either doing a radio interview or being interviewed where it's been broadcast live to Facebook. I've been speaking at different events. Like last night I spoke at the Etu National Pacific Sector Conference at a dinner that they had at Mount Albert. And then the other night I was interviewed by a youth member who's running his name is James Heater. His program is called New Zed. So he just interviewed me and talked about Cambridge Analytica, data mining.
Yes.
And then the other point was promoting the by-election as well. So we had a really good, interesting discussion, because I wouldn't normally talk about data mining, but I have an interest in it because all my children are online all the time, and,
sure.
and we always have these open discussions about what's going on in the world, so I find it really useful. But just attending these different events across the community and being visible is really good, because you get to hear and experience different things, and also find out a little bit more about what people are thinking and saying.
Yes, yeah, no, I agree. And I believe quite strongly, if you want to be in a role that, you know, requires you to represent people, then it's incumbent upon yourself to get out there and meet as many as you can, and to try and get a sense of what some of the main issues are and what some of the main aspirations are as well, because it's a mix of both, isn't it?
Yes.
You're representing groups of people. Are there certain areas or certain aspects of the campaign that you find potentially challenging?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, Monday morning we woke up to, we had about 35 signs posted across the Tāmaki area, but virtually 90% of them were kind of damaged, where somebody decided to go around with black paint and, you know, do certain, just spray across the eyes, the mouth, and my name and Labour's name. And at first we thought it was just one, and then we kept on driving and we went, no, it's the whole. So they are virtually damaged from Glen Innes, Panmure to Mount Wellington.
Wow.
But what they didn't touch were the ones where it was quite visible on the main roads, for example, the one in Mount Wellington. So, so what did we do? We decided to, you know, just get on with it, as you would in the Kiwi way, is just get on with stuff, just dig deep and move forward. And so we decided to do a video, and we posted that video the following day to sort of say, you know, look, this is what happened, you know, we're not going to let it get us down, we're just going to move forward. And the reaction or the from that Facebook or social media engagement has generated over 21,000 views and nearly 5,000 people engaging in it. So
that's great.
It's a little
silver
bit like
linings.
I know, and you know, we didn't expect to have that reaction, but obviously people weren't happy that it's happened, because it's sat in the different neighbourhoods for well over 6 weeks untouched. But as soon as the just the timing of it, you know, voting papers release, and then the following week, that's when you start seeing that kind of tactics. But the thing is, you just need to grow a thick skin and get over it. And I was saying to myself, well, welcome to the world of politics.
That's right. You get it on virtually every medium that people can reach you through.
Yeah.
It is, in a way, it's sad that people would go out of their way to deface something. And, you know, they probably don't realize that there's a lot of work and money and effort, you know, that goes into those billboards and putting them up. But really, I think what they don't realize is that it's actually it's funny, it's inadvertently beneficial because it, like you said, with your video, it's garnered 21,000, you know, engagements, views, and so on and so forth. So actually, people don't like dirty politics, I've noticed, generally in New Zealand. And this is part of dirty politics. It's just people, you know, either they're doing it for cheap thrills or for whatever other reason. But it doesn't usually go down well. But people notice it, and they notice you and your name, and that's really what you want, don't you, in a campaign?
It certainly has had that impact, because I've had several phone calls and people sending me messages online.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting. It's a lot of women out there sort of saying, this is not on, but not just women, but all sorts of people responding. And it made me realise that people, you know, if you think about it, they don't like that kind of thing. They want it to be fair.
Yeah.
Fair, transparent, I suppose, but at the same time, when you see something that extent of damage, you just wonder what's going on in people's heads these days.
True. Oh, well, I'm glad that you've actually got some positive feedback or reactions out of that. So speaking of feedback, though, when you're out door knocking, or when you're calling constituents on the phone, what kind of feedback are you getting from people on the doorsteps?
It's interesting. When we were door knocking, you don't ask for it, but people are ready to step out of their front door. And then when they mean business, is they step out of their house and they're talking to you, and their arms start moving around. But the main issues that people have been talking about is retaining green spaces in the community. They want to, if the community is going to, the population is going to triple, they want green spaces to ensure that, you know, people have fresh air and are able to enjoy the spaces out there if they're going to live in sort of a high density kind of area. And other issues they talked about was, you know, some people were complaining about the impact of the housing developments in the area, the noise, the pollution, for example, and, you know, the stress it does cause to people who are actually living there while these developments are happening as well. And other things were like illegal dumping of rubbish in the area. And the other thing that did come through was Tamaki Estuary has a water rating of F.
That's right.
Which is kind of like the worst in New Zealand.
Yeah, it is.
And so people were saying, you know, look at projects or whatever to start clearing the waterways, not just in the Tamaki Estuary, but around the rivers.
The Manukau Harbour as well.
Yeah.
And what about, so do people, are you finding that people are generally keen to engage? It sounds like they are. I mean, the fact that they've told you about all these issues sounds to me that they're quite happy to engage with you.
Yes.
Is that what you're getting largely on the phone and on doorsteps?
Yes, it's quite interesting. I mean, obviously people are aware, even though Josephine's campaign just happened in February, so going out and campaigning again, it's still fresh in their minds. So I think it's a great opportunity for, you know, the local residents to have their say.
Absolutely.
And just put forward their thoughts. And we just record it and just are more mindful of it. And, you know, if I do get elected, I just want to make sure that these issues are put on the table so we don't forget them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You mentioned earlier on that, you know, you can tell when someone's keen to talk to you when they step out of their homes. Yeah. I remember on my campaign knocking on a door in Point England. And this is, again, goes back to green spaces, like what you were saying. And that was a massive issue at that time. Still is, but we're working towards a solution now that we've got a change of government. But back then, the previous government wanted to build houses on the Point England Reserve. It was contentious because it was a treaty settlement as well, and we were very mindful of that and very supportive that aspect of it, but equally adamant that as communities grow, our publicly accessible green spaces that people use so much, you know, whether it's for sports or for things like like movies or music in the park should not be cut down.
Yes.
And I remember door knocking in Point England, and this gentleman, this lovely gentleman, I think he was Samoan actually, came out. Not only did he step out and come to chat with me, but he said, hang on, and he went and brought a chair so that he could sit on the doorstep. And I knew we were there, was going to be there for a while on the doorstep. But it was great. We had such a good conversation about green spaces, urban development, health, the health system, and his interactions with them. I miss door knocking. I'm going to come out door knocking with you soon.
That'll be great. It's a good learning experience as well. And
It is absolutely. Now we've got a few minutes left of the program. Tell me a little bit about self care. Now I know from first hand experience that campaigns are draining. You know, you run on that adrenaline. You've got a cold today, so thank you for coming out, despite the fact that you are under the weather.
Yeah.
But what do you? How are you making sure that you can stay the distance till 24th May?
Well, I've been taking lots of multivitamin tablets.
Good on you.
Just recently, well, when I started, I knew it would be an issue. So I like to go swimming or water walking at the Glenis Pools 5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
So I go three or four times a week. And, you know, it's really interesting, Priyanka, just being in the pool there. You get to talk to local residents. And at first, people didn't know who I was. So I was just being undercover, and then over time when they made the connection, you're the lady on the billboards.
Yeah.
And then that's when people start talking to you.
Yeah.
So, but it's good. I have some really great conversations with people and trying to get out and just eat a little bit more healthier as well during this time, because, you know, trying to have that stamina to last and attend all these events while I'm working and doing other stuff is quite demanding. So thank goodness I rounded off by ensuring that I go off to church, engage with my spiritual side to give me that balance.
Sure.
And I'm just grateful I've got a supportive husband and great children who have been helping me through the campaign.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like you've got a supportive family, which is great. You need that support, really.
Yes.
I hope you're drinking lots of water as well.
Oh, yes, I am. Yep. I've been drowning myself in water every day.
Yeah, no, that's good. Campaigning can be quite grueling, so it's important that we take care of ourselves as well. Anything else you wanted to share with our listeners today?
I don't. Well, I was just sort of thinking, it won't be too long, everyone, before the billboards come down. They come down on the 23rd of May, but we've realised that we won't be cleaning them or anything like that, because it's just, you know, it's just not cost effective, and logistically that would be impossible.
I'll leave them. The more people will notice them that way anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely got a lot of attention.
Yeah.
But I think just for the listeners out there, you know, if you are, there's seven of us all together that are standing, and I'm one of them. But, you know, just think about the information that's being put out there. We're just hoping that I will be selected and be seen as a suitable candidate. Because
I think you're more than suitable. You're an excellent candidate, and you will be excellent on the local board. Tell us before we wrap up once again, what are the suburbs where people can vote for you?
Okay, so the suburbs are Gleninus, Pamua, Mount Wellington, parts of Ellerslie, and parts of Otahuhu.
So if they want to check, if someone lives in Ellerslie or Otahuhu and wants to check if they can vote for you, how can they do that? Can they go to the Maunga Keke Tāmaki local board page or something?
Yes, they can just go there. There is a contact number. I mean, you can just drop into the local library. There's information about who you can contact if you don't get your papers. But, just look at the website for
Excellent.
The local board.
So just to remind people, the latest for posting your ballot papers, Friday, 18th May. After that, you can hand deliver your papers either to the Gleninus or Panmure libraries, and you have to do that before midday on the 24th of May.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Maria, for being on the show. I want to thank you especially for coming in when you're not feeling so well.
Thank you, Priyanka.
All the very best for your campaign. Those of you who are listening, if you live in the Taumaki subdivision, Maria brings a wealth of experience, is entrenched in her local communities, and will be an excellent local board member. So please do vote for her. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time. Kia ora koutou katoa.
Get together with your local MP next week at 9:05 a.m. Or listen online anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/redalertradio.